Western Australian languages, raw landscape, the beauty of culture and movement, and sound have been combined into a sensory exhibition called Belong. It opens at Bulabardup Museum on December 11th and runs until the end of January, so you will have a chance to see it if you're heading to Perth for the holidays. Created to coincide with the UNESCO Decade of Indigenous Languages, which begins next year, part of Belong features Yaru language and landscape. It's a piece called Niji Niji, which means connection.
Janu Junu Yaru and Walabalin Guru, Yangar Bolan Irar Ir Marar Burgabo, Puji Lian Nungogon, Kunbulogon. Yaru ngan jandu, nagula nyuran jandu. Jano juno ngarangonel, yangar bulan, irari ir mararka.
That's an extract of Niji Niji. You heard there from Dahlia Pigram, a Yaru speaker, dancer, choreographer, and the music was by composer Jonathan Mustard. Bringing all of those elements together is the photographic vision of Martine Perret. Good morning, Martine.
Good morning, Vanessa, and to the Kimberley listeners.
So many layers to this exhibition called Belong. What inspired you to bring together music, dance, language and landscape?
Yes, so Belong is actually an extension of some of my previous projects, which began with a focus of endangered Indigenous languages in the goldfields in Western Australia in 2015. And 2 years ago, I was really inspired by linguist, senior linguist Maya Ponsone, who is a UWA linguist, who had written an essay called The Language of Emotion, which is about the connection and role of certain body parts with certain emotions. And I decided at this point that I really would wanted to collaborate with Dahlia Pigram, because she's a fantastic dancer and choreographer, but also language teacher, Yaru language teacher, and that element was really interesting for me to combine everything together.
So what did you learn from Dahlia, Martine?
What did I learn from Dahlia? She's an amazing woman in all sorts of aspects, and I really was taken away by, she has so much reverence to our culture, and it is really beautiful to watch. So when we started the project, she actually had to come and talk to her elders and people from her community who are working with language, because they helped her basically, all together worked on what was the best way to present the project. And because she wanted to see where the gut feelings came from, where the intuition comes from, where the worry sits in your body. And then all of this helped her shape, if you want, the three-part dance piece, which we will be presenting with four projectors. and so for me, that process of working with Dahlia was really interesting, because at every step of the process, we always checked that we were doing the right thing by the culture. And Dahlia has that beautiful reverence, which I really, really admired and appreciated.
It has translated beautifully onto the big screen, as it were, from the little snippet I've seen of Niji Niji. Can you tell me a bit more about the black ash that Dahlia uses, Martine?
Oh, yes. So Dahlia wanted to include what it's called the guba. So I can only speak a little bit, because you can understand for cultural reasons, this is probably not my place to talk too much about it. But what I can say is that she wanted to use the guba, so the black ash, in this dance to imply that strong connection to country, that the skin of the people and the skin of the tree or the tree bark are one, and this would also strengthen her position as a Yaru Pardi woman living in Yaru country. And so, again, to ensure that she was doing, you know, everything according to the cultural process, and that she had the blessing of the elders, and that we were not stepping into sensitive issues, because we actually decided to use the guba in a contemporary form. Dahlia wanted to use the guba because it sets, if you want, Yarrow apart. It makes her people stand out and celebrate the connection to country. It was her way to further express her identity and the country that she comes from. So she rubbed it in her hands and in her skin to express that connection. And Jonathan Mustard composed this beautiful music composition that accompanies, you know, her, the fact that Dahlia slowly, you know, rubs the guba ash in her skin. Normally it's used for, you know, specific dances, which are sometimes public and sometimes not public. So I thought, for us to have the blessing of the elders to be able to use it in a contemporary way, I was very, very grateful, and I really enjoyed the process, again, of working with Dahlia and watching her following the, you know, appropriate steps for using the guba.
Oh, so much to absorb. I'm speaking to Martine Perret. She's a freelance photographer and an artist, and has been working with language groups in different parts of regional Western Australia to put together this multi-layered exhibition called Belong, which is showing at Bulabardup from December 11th to the 30th of January. Martine, it's a photographer's paradise in Broome. The landscapes lend themselves very much to imagery. Describe some of the photographic images that you took that contribute to Belong.
To Belong, yes. So it's interesting because in the past when I came to Broome, which I absolutely adored, by the way, so you don't have to twist my arm for coming back to Broome, that's for sure. But in the past I've done, I do a lot of aerial photography. And in this particular case, because of that connection to country, I wanted to go right deep into the country in a way. So I did some micro photography of landscape, of the rocks and of whatever, if you want, caught my eye around the specific parts around Broome. And we blended those images used, if you want, the projection shadow of Dahlia. So that gives like a lot of vibrancy. But the funny thing is that some of these pictures, you could almost think that these are aerials as well. It's interesting because the way it's been photographed, you're not quite sure of the scale. And sometimes I only photograph maybe a few centimetres of the landscape.
And yet they are enormous on the screen.
Yes, exactly. And they're blended with Dahlia dancing. So I thought with that idea of connection to country, I just thought those two would blend so well together. And this is, like you said, it's just a beautiful country, I mean, around Broome and the Kimberley. And I was really lucky to come a few times to Broome to, you know, to finish the piece with Dahlia. And I'm really... And you're talking about the colours of the Kimberley. At the museum, at the same time, will be a beautiful exhibition as well by Michael Haluwana called Walking with Colour. And he's also journeying, if you want, through the vibrant Kimberley using multimedia and projection. So once again, one more reason for people from the Kimberley to probably want to go and have a look at the exhibition at WA Museum Bulabardup.
Oh, it sounds absolutely wonderful and a beautiful combination of people's skills, talent and traditional knowledge layered over the landscape of Western Australia. Martine Perret, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Vanessa, for having me, and have a great day in the Kimberley.
We will. It's going to be a hot one. Martine Perret, she is a freelance photographer and an artist, and the Bulabardup exhibition called Belong opens December 11 through to the 30th of January. So you will have a lot of time if you are heading to Perth for the school holidays to see that and the Kimberley connection called Nidgee Nidgee, which means connection.